Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday, and coming up at 7:20, they said it, and we will listen to what Drake May said about the high decibel MVP chants yesterday in Tampa Bay. But right now, joining us is the head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel. And Mike Vrabel on a Patriots Monday is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating the sexual health issues of men, with six New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local. Member FDIC DIF. Coach Vrabel, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Virtual victory shot since we're not down there this morning?
Yeah, I guess so. Do we want Stretch to do one?
Yeah. Stretch, is he right there in the office with you?
Yeah, he doesn't. He sits 3 feet from me. Oh. Stretch. Victory shot Monday. You ready, buddy? He's excited this morning.
All right.
Sure is.
Okay, Stretch.
How was it?
The best.
Congrats.
Can we get
can we just get a yo from Stretch or something? Just so we know it's an actual real person that's there. And,
Stretch, can they say what they want to yo from you? Just be like, yo.
I nailed it.
Told you.
What up, Stretch?
Hello, Stretch. Well, I at least on television sounded like almost like a home game yesterday. These fans travel for you, Coach.
Well, we've talked about giving them reasons to travel and reasons to cheer. We appreciate it. Certainly loved seeing everybody around the hotel when we got there and on the way to the game and at the game. And again, that's we appreciate that and we're thankful of that. We know that that's not those trips aren't easy or cheap, you know what I mean? That those are commitments and we appreciate that from our fans.
Mike, one of the areas where you guys really had a tremendous job was the running game.
Who is this?
Jermaine Wiggins.
This is Jermaine Wiggins,
former New England Patriots tight end. Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good morning. Tell Stretch I said what's up.
He's not going to say it himself, but he is somewhat upset that Rob Gronkowski announced he will sign a one-day contract to retire as a New England Patriot tight end. And Wiggy is, I don't know if Stretch can do anything about this, but Wiggy is still waiting for his offer on that, on the one-dayer.
Wiggy, we can have you sign a blank piece of paper and make it look like it's a contract. Don't worry about that.
I appreciate that.
That's how they do those things. Those aren't even real contracts.
I appreciate that. I'd prefer the salary anyway.
I didn't do that. Hey, buddy, I didn't do that either. Don't worry about it.
I know.
It.
That big of a you got a red jacket.
It wasn't that important.
Well, I haven't still. I technically haven't retired, so you never know. When you
that's a good one.
When you look at your running game, what was the difference yesterday versus previous weeks, where you guys were really able to take advantage of you know making some big plays in your running game?
Well, I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to is being able to break a couple of those. And we knew going in it was going to be tough sledding. It's a good run defense. It's a good defense. It's big physical defense. And I thought the way that the game was, it allowed us to stay in that mode of being able to stay balanced and run the football. And, you know, there were some clunkers in there. I get it. And I've been through that before. And then you break one, and then obviously at the end of the game, they're being able to break the one there in the 5 minutes. So I think it just comes down to, you know, when you hit those big ones in this league or any league, you're going to have to block the secondary, and somebody's going to have to make somebody miss or break a tackle. Like, that's just kind of what happens. So I think we were able to get the secondary force, and then we ran away from the guy that we needed to that we didn't have blocked.
You appreciate Travion checking with you on the go-ahead on going into the end zone on that?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we didn't want to when in those situations, we don't want to run out of bounds, but the score gets a little different. I mean, they had two timeouts left, so I think that being able to do that for Travion was the right thing. I'm glad that, you know, he checked and was conscious of it. It just, you know, when we get into those situations out in the field, you know, we want to be conscious of staying in bounds. So I think he did exactly what we asked him to do. They still had two timeouts. We know how hard it is to score against these guys inside the 5 yard line.
Mike, Courtney here. Travion for...
I figured as much, Courtney. Okay. I didn't think that Curtis's voice had gotten any higher.
I just wanted to make sure.
Actually, after what you said to him last week, it got very...
I actually told the employee to say he got in an accident so we didn't have to be in person today.
He's fine, and thanks for asking.
Good. When it comes
it was a single car accident. They ran into the guardrail, apparently.
Oh gosh!
Yeah. It was rainy out there this morning, so
be careful.
Thinking of Maddie. When it comes to Travion, a lot of people calling this his coming out performance. Where do you stand on that, and should we expect to see a lot more from him moving forward?
Well, I hope we can expect. I hope we expect to see a lot more from everybody. You know, I mean, that's what we're going to need. We're going to need great performances from our coaching staff, from our players, from everybody involved. Coming out party, I mean, Travion's had some good plays that really helped us, but, you know, being able to hit a couple home runs yesterday was critical.
You went for it end of the third quarter on 4th and 5. You got 1st and goal, about 1:30 left in the half, and you got the kind of sneak that's not intended to get in. Those decisions, I think, you know, looking at them from the outside, we sit here and go, wow, this guy's got big, you know, big, giant cojones. Mm-hmm. How is it when it comes to you making those decisions in game? Are you always going to tend to go for it?
I mean, I think just based on what I felt like we needed and, you know, to be able to, we were going to need to score some points, and I didn't know if the field goal right there was going to be enough, and felt good about our guys. And, you know, in critical situations, you think about players and not plays. And so in that situation, Drake and Diggs came through and made that decision the right one.
Mike, you always talk about how hard it is to win in the NFL, but a sign of a good football team is being able to win a number of ways and win on the road. What was your message to the team after a win down in Tampa to show, hey, we are a good football team and we know how difficult it is to win in this league week in and week out?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily tell them that we're a good football team. I mean, I don't mean it like that. I just say, like, that's not part of the message. The message was yesterday was that this is Wednesday night, and tomorrow morning it's going to be Thursday, and we have to think of it like that. as you continue to perform in this league and win, then each and every week gets bigger and bigger and more important. And I'm proud of the fact that, you know, we went on the road against a good team, competed, made enough plays to help us win, can still find ways to improve and have to improve in areas. But it was about, you know, making sure that we're doing everything we can to win the physical recovery matchup against the Jets this week.
Mike, the performance from Steph Diggs yesterday was excellent again. Obviously, a big role in the passing game and took the lick to get the onside kick to seal the win. What is it about him that you may have did you expect this from him? And the second part is the unselfish nature of your receiving core week to week, where yesterday Matt Collins has a big day, Pop Douglas doesn't have quite the numbers, and the ability of those guys to accept their roles. Is that from Steph Diggs? Do you think that his leadership has allowed those other guys to do that?
I think it was just providing a competitive environment. I think that, you know, it's proven that most of the time that when you're open, the quarterback's going to be able to get you the ball. And that's proven to be factual. So I think that they support each other. I think they realize that this is what it's going to be, you know, that everybody's going to play and everybody's going to have a role. And each and every week you have to just be ready for when those things come up. And certainly Steph is leading that group and Mac is, and I appreciate that. And Todd Downing's, you know, done a really good job of making sure that those guys are prepared for multiple positions and multiple spots. And, you know, we're going to need all that we can get here, moving forward until, you know, Kayshawn's back, and then we'll continue to do what we've done.
On the Drake interception, looked like you were telling him to calm down before that play. Is that just a young quarterback who's trying to force a play there?
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's just, you know, extending down in the red zone and making a bad decision. And, you know, understand that if it's not there, if the play's not there that we had designed, and if he didn't like it, well, then that's sometimes happens. And then you extend, and then now when you extend, you got to make great decisions, and that wasn't one of them.
Drake struggled a little bit when the weather turned, the rain, obviously a factor. How do you make sure that gets better as the season goes on if you have more games with bad weather?
Yeah, we just make sure we don't play in bad weather games, Corny. I can control that, too.
Okay.
So
I just didn't know if you had, like, a rain simulator at practice. I don't know. Technology.
I got the 30-minute mass the night before the game, so we're good. I'll pray for good weather.
There you go. Use the wet balls. Mike, you always talk.
Excuse me? Go ahead, what?
No, I was going to say. What, use the wet balls?
Yes, I got you. Yes, oh, okay. I understand.
Mike, you always talk about...
I think it was singular. I don't think it was plural. This is the wet ball.
Right.
You always talk about, you know, being able to fix some of the issues, you know, some of the mistakes that you might have made throughout the game. If you look at the first touchdown by Njigba, was it like a blown coverage? It looked like you guys might have been in man and Marcus Jones might have thought it was his own call. Is this something that... You know, based off of looking at
No, everybody knew what the call was.
Okay.
You know, I mean, everybody knew what the call was. It just wasn't executed correctly. And, you know, giving them credit, they made a play. We didn't.
Mike, last week you said that after the deadline that you don't really, you can't be half pregnant. Either a deal is done or it's not. Were you trying to get pregnant and deals fell through? Or was this something where you approached the deadline and saw the amount of picks that you needed to hit on next year, and you saw that they were too valuable to give up for short-term rentals?
Well, I mean, I don't think...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think, I guess I'm trying to be funny sometimes. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it either gets done or it doesn't. Everybody in the personnel department worked, you know, and tried to be diligent, but we didn't feel like just adding players to add players. There was conversations about different things, and those things didn't work out. And, just decided that it wasn't the right thing for us. And, you know, that's kind of where it was. And so, you know, moving forward here, we'll have to find ways to, you know, especially this week on a short week, figure out who we have, who's available, and where we can try to, you know, add some players or use some players from the practice squad.
There was some talk that the philosophy is kind of this is just year one of a bunch of them. Is that kind of the way you guys are looking at it down there?
Well, it is. It is year one. We're not going to be able to change that. I don't think that, you know. I think that we're just trying to make good, sound decisions for the football team, for our players, for everybody involved. And when we feel like there's good decisions to be made, we'll try to make them. But, you know, wouldn't read into too much of that. Like, I just think that it was kind of how it went. And, we're going to do everything we can each and every week to win, to put our guys in a good position, try to manage the game and let them go make plays and continue to grow.
Always like to give you the chance on this show to clear things up that are floating around out in the ether. And there was a report last week that the Titans owner, Amy Adams Strunk, was unwilling to talk trades with this team. Is that accurate, or is that just nonsense?
I haven't talked to Amy since the day she fired me. So her name and my name should not be in the same sentence together, because I haven't talked to her since the day she fired me.
You keep bringing up the short week. Obviously, after the game, you kept talking about how the guys earned being tired. How do you balance getting ready for the Jets on Thursday while also making sure these guys are well rested?
Yeah, there's not going to be much physical activity. Like a week, normal week at Wiggy's house. There's not going to be a lot of physical activity.
That's a good one. Not much activity then.
So we just have to try to get the mental prep. And again, all hands are on deck this morning. Jim, Baum, and Frank, and everybody in his staff. And, I mean, all hands are on deck this morning so that we can get guys in, get them through massages, get them through treatment, get them through a recovery lift. Everything that we could possibly do, we're going to try to do and offer. We've tried to schedule guys out so there's a flow chart that everybody can get in and get, you know, work through the day, because, you know, guys come in at 11:30 and say, well, hey, there's not a massage available. Well, yeah, that's because there's veterans that are here, so we have to start some of these younger guys in here earlier. So, again, I'm proud of what the plan that we had in place. Didn't want to look too far ahead, but some of this stuff you have to plan for and say, hey, you know, make sure we're signing up for this is when you're going to start your recovery on Monday. Work through the different modalities that we have, and then we'll have a squad at 1 o'clock, some meetings, and walk through and get them some more rest and kind of do the same thing on Tuesday.
Couldn't see it that well on television yesterday. How is the Movember stash coming in?
Not bad. Okay. I mean, not bad. I think that, you know, I mean, if by the end of this week, it should be pretty good. But, you know, it is important. We understand how important our health is, and certainly being able to focus on the prostate cancer and men's health, and thankful for Gillette for supporting us and what we do here. And, you know, Big T going through it, I think, makes it even more special and near and dear to our heart. And I think there's some other people here around the building that are partaking in it. They just, you know, may not be as dark as mine, but Stretch is rocking it, and there's other people in the building that are rocking the stash too. So we'll be in full force.
You might tell me to pump the brakes, but does this team remind you at all of the 2001 team?
Yeah, like that poor guy that got into the accident. He needed to pump the brakes there a little bit this morning, but I mean, that team in 2001, it was 5-5, won 9 games after Thanksgiving. You know, I do think that the season starts now. You know, the NFL season, this is when it starts, and we'll have to be playing our best each and every week to give ourselves a chance. And so, I don't, the comparisons and things are, you know, kind of interesting, but we know that they're not that important.
Mike, there was a point in time where they showed us on the broadcast yesterday late in the game, had you talking to the defense and looked like it was a passionate conversation, maybe after a touchdown. What was your message to the defense in that moment?
I don't remember. Play better. You know what I mean? Cover, tackle, rush. You know, play better.
Well, they had the broadcast, Romo and Nance. They had a clone graphic of Drake May and Tom Brady and in 01 showing how identical the numbers were. So maybe, are you seeing anything? I know, obviously, you're not going to say he's Tom Brady, and he's not. Is there anything about Drake May that gives you faith that he's someone that's not going to get too high when things are going well and that he has a mindset similar to other great quarterbacks in the past?
So their numbers in 2001 were the same? So
there was, yes, the completion percentage, there was touchdown, interception, I don't know the rest of them, but it was a graphic playing on the Brady cloning of his dog, and they said, is this a clone?
Eerily similar. Yeah. Eerily similar.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't worry about Drake. I think that he's going to stay motivated, stay committed to this football team, and, you know, he understands how difficult it is in this league and the matchups and the things that he has to do. And, you know, I'm excited that he continues to, you know, lead this team and have success, and we'll just focus on what we have this week with the Jets, and he was already preparing last night on the plane.
Awesome. All right.
Well, I was just going to say, it was a very nice moment and showed what type of coach you are when Christian Barmore went down and you were holding his hand. A lot of people talking about that after, but it was a nice moment to watch you and a player.
These guys put a lot out there for us. These guys, this is about the players, and it always will be, and, you know, I don't want to see any of them go down. And I mean, I don't. And so, you know, they go out there, and, you know, again, I was getting tired. We had some guys go down yesterday. I was getting tired going out there. But if that's what it takes, then that's what it takes. But it was great to meet your husband last week, too, Courtney. I appreciate him coming up and saying hello. And it was nice to meet him.
That was very nice. He was very nervous coming up to you. I was half asleep when he got home and told me, and he said he was shaking going up. I said, well, I'm sure you nailed it.
Is he at all bothered by the amount of times that you have said on this show how attractive Mike Vrabel is?
No, see, you're twisting words now.
No, I'm not twisting words.
There was a lead about how a lot of people, both men and women, are talking about how he's the most attractive coach in the NFL. Yeah. And apparently the men on this program don't have eyes.
I don't know if that's true or not. You got to have a pretty specific type then, if that's the case. But anyways, he was awesome. It was nice to meet him. And you guys may have a great family.
Thank you.
Well, we will quick turnaround this week, so we will let you and Stretch get to work, Coach. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm not working Friday for you guys, right? We're not coming Thursday. It doesn't go into Friday, right?
I mean, it would be nice. No.
You're not getting. If it's not on the schedule, not doing it.
All right. We'll do.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be down there Monday. We'll be down there.
Perfect.
Monday. All right, Coach.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
That's Mike Vrabel. The conversation with the coach is brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. Coming up.
I am shocked that nobody on this show demanded that Santo pay after he commented on the ring. I thought that was absolutely going to be a follow-up.
I think Santo did not want to bother him when he was, you
Where
know.
Where did they meet?
I'm not going to blow up.
Was it when I was out?
Yeah, it was Thursday night.
You don't have to blow it up. I don't care. I was wondering.
They were at a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
IHOP.
Yeah.
He said something on the way out. Well, I don't know if it's near where Vrabel lives. I don't know. I don't.
Right. Yeah. Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a place he frequents.
Did he overhear him toasting to the Edmund Fitzgerald?
A different night, Chime. Thank you. That happened yesterday. But no, Santo said he said it on his way out, so it didn't seem like he was lingering or anything like that, which is the right move.
Yeah, it's a good move by Santo.
Very, very nice. All right.
Greg, you've never held my hand during a show.
Me neither.
I kind of felt like I wanted to last week during that exchange with Coach.
Well, I had a puddle in my pants.
It's been a couple of times where you think you should.
All right, let's get to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Patriots get to 8-2 on the season with a 28-23 win over the Bucs in Tampa Bay. Drake May completed 16 of 31 passes for 270 yards, 2 touchdowns. And it's time to get to the top performer of the week. It's brought to you by Sports Illustrated. Let's give it to Travion Henderson, who had 14 carries for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. Sports Illustrated tickets, 50 million sports, concerts, and theater tickets. Same seats, better prices. Fans deserve better. We were just joined by Mike Vrabel this morning. If you missed that, you can catch it on the Odyssey app. Elsewhere in the division, the Bills drop 1 to the Dolphins. Final score 30-13 in Miami. The Celtics split the weekend with the Magic, dropping Friday's matchup 123-110 while winning last night's 111-107. Jaylen Brown led the way with 27 points. The Bruins have back-to-back games with the Maple Leafs. They took the first one on Saturday 5-3 in Toronto and now return home to take them on tomorrow night. Speaking of the Bees, Zdeno Chara will be inducted into the Hall of Fame tonight in Toronto. He will be joined by Joe Thornton. Chara will then have his number retired by the Bees in January for a game against the Seattle Kraken. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. It's a great time to save at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up red, black, or autumn crisp green seedless grapes for just $1.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 bags per customer. Short on time, order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.